The Bible says that one of the ways he encourages us is that his mercies are renewed every day. Have you ever been guilty when you went to bed and got up feeling clean again? Because God's mercies are renewed every single day. That's one of the ways that he encourages the people of God. The Bible also says it gives you peace. And I love this because it said the peace God gives passes understanding. It means it's the kind of peace that doesn't make any sense. I shouldn't be at peace, but I am at peace. I shouldn't be feeling better, but I am. I can't explain it. There's nothing major that's happened that's changed. It's just I have a peace that passes my understanding. And that's one of the ways that God gives you hope. He just gives you a handful of peace on purpose. I love this passage in Lamentations. Yet this I call to mind, therefore I have hope. Listen to all these reasons why you can have hope. The Lord's great love. Let's just stop for a moment and think about that one thing. I have hope because of the Lord's great love, and because of that great love, we are not consumed. How many of you know that God's been better to you than you deserve? Anybody besides me, God's been better to me than I deserve. You know what grace means? Grace means that you do get what you don't deserve. Now stop and think about that for a moment. How many of you have ever gotten something you know you didn't deserve, but you got it anyway? And you know what mercy means? Mercy means I didn't get what I did deserve. Anybody ever messed up and you didn't get, you knew it was your time. You knew, I mean, it's like getting tickets from the cops, you know? It's like, man, I know I was speeding, but he just waved at me anyway. Thank you, Lord. I don't know if God's ever in that or not, but I always give him credit anyway. It's like, yeah, you know what? I was ready for the speech and the whole thing, and he just waved and said, slow down. Yes, yeah, you got it, buddy. I'll slow down every time, and don't tell James Bradford I used that as an illustration. Because of God's great love, we are not consumed. His passions never fail. They are new every morning, and great is your faithfulness. And I will say of the Lord, he is my portion. The Lord is good to those who hope in him and to those who seek him. Here's the second thing God does. He says, my plan for you is not just about giving you hope, it's also about securing your future. How do I know that God can secure my future? Because of Psalm 139. Listen to this. This is one of the most powerful verses in the entire Bible, Psalm 139. Your eyes saw my unformed body. Now think about that. Unformed body. Your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days ordained or fashioned for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. How precious to me are your thoughts, God. How vast are the sum of them. That means God said, I started making plans for you before your DNA ever came together. I saw your unformed body, and I said, I'll use him. I'll give them this gift. I'll give them that gift. See, when we believe that, when we believe that God has secured our future, even when we fail, we believe there's purpose in it and there's future in it. I mean, as long as you're hanging on to God's unchanging hand, even though life drags you down, sometimes he'll pull you back out. Anybody ever been pulled out of the ditch by God before? You know, I'm amazed at how many failing forward stories. I seldom recommend a book, but I'm going to recommend one tonight. It's by John Maxwell. It's called Failing Forward. It's an incredible book about all the people in America that failed and then succeeded after they failed. People like Mary Kay at Mary Kay's Cosmetics, whose business failed and is now and became one of the richest women in the world. People like Henry Ford, who went bankrupt 4 times. I mean, think about that. He went bankrupt 4 times building the Ford Motor Company, but continued to build it. And there's story after story. Abraham Lincoln, who lost 7 elections. We don't remember those 7 elections. We remember 1 election that he won, because when you fail, and your hands or your life is in the hands of God, he can pull you out of that and bring you into a more designed future. Yeah, I don't like failure, but sometimes failure is exactly what I need. Sometimes it's humbling. Sometimes it's repositioning. Sometimes it's reprioritizing. You know, there's a story about Abraham Lincoln where a lady came to him and said, my son has committed a crime. He's supposed to be hanged tomorrow. Can you pardon my son? And Abraham Lincoln had pity upon the lady, and true story, he had pity upon her, and he said, yes, I will pardon your son, but I wish we could give him just a little bit of hanging. I don't want him to die, but I wish we could just give him enough that he would never do that again. Let's give him, have you ever gotten just not enough to kill you? Anybody besides me ever had a little bit of hanging? Just enough to make you never want to do it again, but not enough to kill you. And sometimes the Lord uses even adverse circumstances to cause us to move forward, to reprioritize, to get a new game plan, to find new strategies. Crisis is always the room of invention.
Thank you so much for supporting our ministry. If this has blessed you, please say a prayer for us. And if you would like to give, we have four ways that you can do that. You can give online at briancutshaw.com, or if you're a PayPal user, just PayPal us at Church Trainer. Or you can also give through the mail at P.O. Box 267, Georgetown, Tennessee, 37336. Or if you're a Venmo user, you can Venmo us also at Church Trainer. Thank you, and God bless you, and may the Lord multiply your seed. Now back to Hope in the Word.
Romans 8 and 28. And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. So when I don't know what to do, the only thing I can do is start with what I do know. And this verse says, and we know. So what do I know? If I don't know the who, the how, the when, the where, the why, anybody ever ask why? I've asked that many times. I'm going to ask that when I get to heaven. All those why questions, can you answer them now? Anybody ever ask when? God, how long? When is it finally going to happen? All these promises, all these dreams, when is it going to happen? Sometimes we don't know the answer to the what's and the when's and the why's and the who's. Who's going to be the one that helps us? Who's going to be the one that you use to bless us? We don't know the answer to those, but here's what we do know. We can't always start with what we don't know, and we know we have to start with what we do know. Here's what we do know. We do know that God's love can reach further than any sin in this world, any failure in this world, any wrong done in this world. God's love can reach around the world over and over and over again. We know that his love is far reaching. We also know that his angels are everywhere. Now, I believe in angels, and I believe angels are everywhere. I believe there's angels in this room right now. I believe there's angels everywhere, even when you cannot see them. So I believe as long as there's an angel, there's always help. There's always some help that's on the way. I know that God's mercy endures forever. I know that God's grace is sufficient. I know that God's economy is healthier than our economy in the United States. I think that's about to get better. I hope that's about to get better. But I do know that God's economy is already better. And if you stick with him, he'll take care of you no matter what. Amen. This is what we do know. We know that God is love. We know that God is omniscient. That means that he knows everything. We know that God is omnipotent. That means he's all powerful. We know that God is omnipresent. That means he's everywhere. So even in all the things I do not know, I can know that about God. I also know that God is excellent. And everything he does is excellent. I was given a lecture one day, or actually at a seminar on excellence. And I was surprised in my research to find out that there are 4,000 species of ladybugs. Did you know that? I mean, you talk about an excellent God. 4,000, you thought there was just one, right? 4,000 species of just ladybugs. Because we serve an excellent God, and that list goes on and on and on about how excellent he is. Here's the thing I love about God. He says, and we know that all things God works for the good of those that love him. Wait a minute. God's working even when I can't see it? Here's what I know about God. God is the author and finisher of those who have faith in him. God finishes what he started. God saw them. Here's what God said in creation. Here's the other thing about God I love, is that when God makes something, it's good. And you know how you can tell when God's not finished with it? It's not good yet. God created the world. On the first day, he worked and worked and worked until he said, okay, that's good. We can stop now. And on the second day, He said that over and over. He worked and worked and worked, and he said, okay, that's good. God does not finish until it's good. And there's some of us that God is still working on us because there's parts of us that still need to be good, and they still need to be better, and God is still working on us to get us to that place of his power.
This program is brought to you by the partners of Brian Cutshaw and Church Trainer Ministries. Please help us pray that the Lord will continue to send us more partners so we can expand His kingdom around the world.